you're a self-made millionaire. You worked your way from the bottom to succeed in the U.S. First of all, how did you do that?
Well, working hard. When I came here, I came to the city of Doral, and we came with two employees 23 years ago. And I, you know, I have some resources where it gave me the chance to open my own company. And we started exporting, you know, computers to Latin America. And little by little, we were climbing to the way we are now.
Well, I guess that makes sense that you're in Doral, close to the airport, that you were shipping stuff back and forth. I guess that's what that's how Doral sort of became your home.
Yes, that's exactly right. We first had a 1,000 square feet of space in 72nd Avenue. Then we moved to 107 Avenue, where we bought 10,000 square feet. And then we moved to the place we are now, which is barely 30,000 square feet. And we have also 35 employees. And we feel happy and pleased with God about what he has done with us so far.
And I know you were a very religious man as well. Your faith has really guided you through this whole process. I was reading that you grew up a Catholic, you became an evangelical. How has your religion and your beliefs influenced your business and your politics?
Well, it has a lot to do, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And that's what I have done all my life, lived by faith. Not only in the way of growing my business, but also in my personal life with my family, my children, and we live by example. And by example, and I think that's make a great difference when you teach your children how to live a life with principles, with moral, with ethics. I think it makes a great difference.
So, Mayor Borrilla, when you arrived here in South Florida, could you ever envision becoming the mayor of a city? And why did you want to become the mayor of Doral?
Well, no, the real sense of this is because I'm looking to serve. I'm looking for other people. I think the first commandment is to love God, but the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what I think it made sense for me. And when I first started this servant, you know, was when I became the president of the homeowner association of the Fairway Home on Doral Estates. And I was for 5 years the president. And after that, I decided to run for office, and I became the councilman of the city. And now here I am as a mayor. I never thought about it, but, you know, God has also always a purpose in your life, and you only have to fulfill that purpose and don't put limit, because otherwise you will stop in God to do what he wants in your life.
You know, what does your election say about the strength of the Venezuelan American community here in South Florida?
Well, it's great. You know, we have a great Venezuelan community here, in mostly in Doral, and I really want to be the mayor of the whole community, not only Venezuelan, but the Hispanic community, the Latin community, and the American community, because you have to understand that now I live here for 23 years. My children are almost American. They grew up here. And me, myself, and I feel like American, and I don't want to go out of this beautiful and democratic country.
Obviously, there's a huge connection. There's tons of Venezuelans here in Doral. It's nicknamed Doralzuela. There's tons of Venezuelans in Weston and Broward County. We feel very connected to that community here in South Florida. And I know everybody here is watching closely with what happens with the health of President Hugo Chavez, which for many is the reason why they're here in the first place. What do you make of what's going on in your home country, and what might ultimately happen there?
Well, you know, I feel bad for the health of the president of Venezuela, and I really can't say anything that you know, go against his illness. But you know what I said, and I assume is the reason why you here, is we gotta be careful, you know, exporting this mentality of communism to our country, because we live a very beautiful, democratic, and the country works under the, you know, the liberty, the justice, and the right of the right to talk and say, you know, whatever you want to say under the parameters that we know that are legal. And but that's something that we have to defend, you know, all the time. I think it's the base of our culture, and we are ancestors from past, you know, generations. We have to respect the fact that this is a freedom country.
There is no love loss for Hugo Chavez here in South Florida. If it weren't for him, many Venezuelan expats would probably still be there in Venezuela. What do you think, though, his failing health means for Venezuelans here, and do you think his death will change things?
Well, I'm not sure about that, because the country is already contaminated with this doctrine of communism, and the insecurity. There are a lot of problems with safety, and the country is very bad right now in every area of you go to a hospital, you have problems. Well, that's what I heard. I'm not saying that is the fact, because I haven't been there for more than 4 years, but what I heard and what I listen to people is that the situation is getting worse, and the people that are now in power are doing, you know, things against the Constitution, and this is bad for the people that are living there. I hear complaints about the situation.
One of the big frustrations of Venezuelan Americans and just observers that I've spoken to is that just the lack of information, that you can talk about things you've heard or people have told you, but there's no official information.
Well, the thing is, they make the information, you know, shaping what they want to show, and it's like they now have they have to nominate and swearing the president, and they know they have a due day. I think it's the 10th of January, and now they want to change it. And this is the kind of thing that the people, you know, feel uncomfortable with, because it's something that they manipulating the law. But I'm not the one to make my opinion about that. I have to worry about my city giving my residents good quality of life, give them safety, and it's very important to watch out to that.
All right, so back to your city. It's one of the newest cities in South Florida, and I was reminded when I walked through the lobby that it was incorporated in 2003, and I think that you're only the second mayor in Doral's history. And just coming here, driving around, there's a lot of wealth here. There's a lot of prosperity. There's a lot of businesses. It's really emerged as a hub for businesses right near the airport, including media businesses, by the way, like Univision, the Miami Herald soon moving. We're going to be moving the whole operation for the newsroom there. Why do you think media is becoming such big business in Doral?
Well, I don't think only media. We have more than 3,000 export businesses here in Doral. And, of course, media is very important, because we have Univision, Televisa. I think we have several radio stations. And really what we're doing is giving better quality of living also for the people that are coming here to work. And that's why, that's why I think this is very important. When you have safety, when you have quality, when you have less traffic, the traffic is a big issue here, and I'm working on it. But we're trying to offer a lot of incentive to all the kind of businesses to come to our city, because this is job creation. And that's my main purpose, to have everybody working.
You would admit that in these past few years, while the rest of the state has really suffered through the recession, things have gone pretty well here. This is a growing place, and you haven't had to deal with the same types of downturns that other municipalities have, right?
Well, I think the proximity to the airport, the quality of people working in the city, the professionalism of all the people that are coming from South America, because normally people that comes from those countries are people that are really prepared, and they're very capable, and that's why I think this is the kind of people that we have here in Doral, and appreciate that, and that's why I'm making sure that we can keep this kind of environment in our city.
One final thing, beyond being mayor of Doral, is politics something you would like to continue to pursue, or is this where the buck stops for you?
Well, I can't say, because I don't have a crystal ball, but I have to fulfill the purpose of God in my life. And really, I don't have any other aspiration besides Doral. I just came on board as a mayor, and I want to do my job. And, as I mentioned before, for me, my main goal is, and my vision is, to give better quality of life to the residents of Doral. Besides that, I can't tell you that what's going to happen, but the time will dictate where my next spot.
Mayor Luigi Boria of the city of Doral, congratulations on your election. Nice to meet you. Nice talking to you.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time to come to our city hall, and feel free to contact me anytime you need.